Blog Talk Radio.
Did you have another outfit for the second day or use the same outfit?
Well, the beater, the white beater that was ripped up, of course, that changed. But as far as, like, the booster stocking and the underwear and the bra, that was the same. Because we just kept the costume the same.
So. I had to tell my homie that I went to the play with, like, yo, she don't even normally, she's a whole actress right now because this is a fucking act. I don't even get this. It was hard watching you play the role because I care about you so much. And they had this one scene, guys, where she was actually being attacked by the actresses. So I'm just, like, trying to hold on to my chair and shit and not keep screaming. I was so ghetto. How many times did you hear my voice?
In the audience, like, the whole time, like, especially when the girl smacked you, you was like, oh, no, she did. It was so funny. I was sorry, though, because that Nicole Tucker, that's my baby right there. She's such a good actress. But when the gentleman came home, I'm like, yo, she smacked the shit out of me. I was like, oh, snap. I was, like, stunned for a minute on stage, like, whew, it's just acting. It's just acting.
Yeah. Lucky I was a little drunk, so I was cool. It was very nice seeing you act. I would love to join you in your next performance. And maybe you got to get a production together.
Well, you know I'm getting ready to film my next project, Beauty Secrets. Like, I'm a little bit away from my stage production. I'll still act in them, but I'm going to take a little break because I need to get some film under my belt. So I'm about to shoot a pilot. You know, try to get it submitted for TV, you know, so everybody sure they support it when we launch it and we get enough views and enough people talking about it. Hopefully, I can get my own TV show.
Yay! Well, anything you need me to do, I definitely got your whole bit in your front. I got all of it. Anything you need. But definitely would love to support you and everybody. Be on the lookout for my acting debut in the Murray Show. You know,
I Got a Love Jones for Your Bones. It's the second to last episode, so it's episode 11. That's what they need to check out on www.themaryshow.weasley.com. It'll be up there soon.
Okay, yeah. So a Love Jones for Your Bones?
Yep.
I love it. Like, all right, guys, I don't know, but all right, I'm going to tell y'all. I play this crazy rapper who loves Murray. Y'all guys can check out the Murray Show. Y'all can look it up now online. They got a couple of episodes, you know what I mean, available for everybody to see. But, you know, my character just had to handle for pops and everything.
Your character was Gangsta Boo, and you definitely did that. You definitely did the thing with that one.
I was Gangsta Boo. I was really a gangster. Somebody's boo. Shh. definitely got
to the field. He started in it though too, because you know he did his thing. Molly, where's the book of food? No, the food.
Okay, sorry guys, I am chilling home with my little baby, handsome man. I had to talk to him for a minute. But yeah, Walter DeShields, great actor. You know what I mean? Very talented and handsome too. Shout out to his wife. I'm sure she's very happy. But tonight on Philly Shine. We are talking-ish. We're going to have a little fun topic we're going to share between the ladies. But I have a very special guest, a phenomenal artist from New York City. She came to visit me, courtesy of my boy, Rue Doobie, and did her thing at Diamond Spotlight. I want to welcome Queen Reese to Philly Shine. Welcome, welcome, honey.
Yes. Hello. Good. How you doing?
I'm good. So introduce yourself to people. Let them know where you repping. Run it down for us.
All right, well, I am Queen Reese, and I'm repping Brooklyn, New York, you know.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, definitely Brooklyn in the house, you know, East New
Brooklyn.
York.
Brooklyn! You know, I love New York. I really, really do. But go ahead, I ain't going to cut you off. Go ahead, girl.
Yes, New York is the best. I love Philly, though. When I came to Philly, I really, like, enjoyed myself. I felt, like, real comfortable. Everybody made me feel welcome, you know. It was a good vibe in Philly. But, you know, I do R&B and hip-hop, you know, a little mixture, hip-hop soul. You know, I love hip-hop music. You know, that's first and foremost. And my music is just, like, for the people to, like, any kind of emotion that you ever felt, like, I will express that in my music. So that's pretty much what I'm about.
Well, that's what's up. Well, Queen Reese, meet my co-host, J. Raina Smith. J. Raina Smith, Queen Reese.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
That's what's up. Now, along with getting to know you, Reese, we going to talk some shit.
Okay.
And some people who we going to bench. I got to bench some people.
Oh, yeah.
We got to bench some motherfuckers. That means you're out of the game. All you got to do is watch. Hopefully, I don't have to bench somebody who's supposed to be my motherfucking nigga. I need an apology. You know who the fuck you is. We ain't going to say no names today.
Okay.
We ain't going to say no names today, but we might drop names next week. Mm-hmm. Say no. You know me. I'm definitely all about women. I got this crazy, crazy project coming up with a phenomenal artist, Claudette Ortiz, from the group City High, you know, the 5'5 with brown eyes. Still
yes.
beautiful.
Yeah.
You remember her, yeah. So she's going to come out full force. Got all types of crazy stuff planned for her. And just hopefully we can all rock it out. But the topic, me and my girl actually came up with it. Was it, what were you talking about, yesterday, Raina?
Yup.
It was yesterday. Has anybody ever made a fake Facebook page just to stalk you? Now, I've had six people who I've had to block because I was their only Facebook friend. Like, really? How is it you only got one friend and it's me? Creep me out. I blocked all of them. I made them all have to get, you at least got to have 14 friends or something. Like, you only got, like, six friends. I don't know what's going on. Like, I really don't. Like, you can just get random people on your Facebook. Don't make me think that you're just watching me all day, because I'm definitely on a book all day long. Reed, this will take us back. Like, can you relate to that? Have you ever had a situation, somebody made up a fake Facebook page? Maybe they might have had more than one friend, but you knew it was a fake page.
Well, I mean, not exactly, like, made up the page just to watch me, but I have felt like I'm being watched, like you're not leaving any comments, you're not liking anything, you're just, like looking on my page, like, to be nosy, like, more of that
mm-hmm.
kind of situation. Try to be in your business, see what's going on in your life, you
mm-hmm.
know, so they can make comments and have something to say when they don't really know anything about what's going on in your life, but they see a photo and they try to make a story from a photo, you know.
Oh, my fucking God. I got a person, and I'm going to say his name, you know what I mean, because he get on my fucking nerves too much raw. He's actually a talented artist, you know what I mean, out of West Philly. I wish he would just go ahead and do his thing and become a millionaire, but he just be in the way, like, oh, my God, like, I can't stand him sometimes. I can't even stand him on Tiny Chat, Facebook, or nothing. But I'm going to tell the truth. Here, I put up a picture. He says something off the wall, like, well, who the fuck, what have you been thinking about all day, nigga? Like, no, that's not what we talk about here. Like, stick to the subject. But we definitely entertain it. Of course, Jay Raina, I'm sure she has a crazy story to share,
mm-hmm.
like, I remember you were telling me about the one chick who, I forget, what she work at?
A cell phone store
or something? You know what I'm talking about?
You know, it's multiple stories.
Tell us a good one.
Oh, wait, no, I can just tell you the one about the old head chick that was harassing me during my birthday weekend. Remember that one?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Talk about Facebook stalkers. Like, that shit was, like, crazy. She IM'd me, and she's like, hey, Ms. Smith, how are you? Normally, I flee IM'd because it'd be a bunch of dudes saying dumb stuff. But it was a chick, so I was like, oh, she being nice. I'll be nice. So I write her back, and I'm like, I'm good. How are you? Then she starts, you know, you stupid B, yeah, I guess, stupid B. I'm like, damn, she just really coming at me. So I, like, exit out because I don't get into drama. I'm like, I don't know why she calling me a B or whatever, but all right, whatever. So then,
you know you could curse on this show, right?
I know, but I'm trying to, you know, I was cursing all day, and, you know, I'm half Italian. I got that cock out mouth, so I'm trying to, like, spare my curse words. But anyway,
oh,
she's like,
so she doing that for Philly Shine, y'all. I feel honored.
know, because, you know, I don't care. I don't care. You know, I got a cock on my. But anyway, just to make the story more interesting, I feel like the way it was. So she kept calling me stupid bitches. So then she started IMing me again. And I'm like, yo, do I even know you? She like, yeah, you know me. I'm surprised you don't fucking know me, you stupid bitch. I'm like, damn, for real? So I go to her page. She's some old head chick. She's 38 with 8 kids, living in West Philly. Don't know this broad from a can of paint at all. So I'm dumbfounded like, wow, okay. So I'm like, all right, I don't know. Somebody's playing. So I deleted her as a friend. She writes me a message talking about, that's why I'm going to be at your party, bitch. I'm going to fuck you up. You think you a celebrity. You ain't all that. Just that and the third. And I'm like,
damn, you don't even think you a celebrity. You just working hard. Like, wow. Yeah, I remember.
I was blinded. Like, I only had Facebook. I had Facebook for just over a year. And I'm already, like, at like damn near 4,000 friends. It's just the grind in me. So I don't even know this, but she was just like, and so what? Who cares? You deleted me as your friend. I'm still going to come to your party and punch you in your face. And I was like, wow, this is what we do on Facebook. Like, this is for real. Like, I don't know this shit. Still in the can of paint. So then I just totally blocked her, and then supposedly she blocked me back. Like, just like Facebook online stuff,
type
stuff, just on my nerves. Like,
yo, I've only had one Facebook thug in my life, and that was my little sister. You know what I mean? My little sister was mad at me one day and shit. This bitch put my whole real name out. She's like, Raleigh is in her bed. Fuck her, acting like a big dickhead. I'm like, you know what? I'm blocking you for like. Don't make me delete you. I had to block her till she apologized and shit. But no, I ain't had no Facebook gangsters. My little sister's the only gangsters that come at me. I love them so much, though.
I have so many Facebook gangsters. It's ridiculous. I try to take up for one of my girlfriends.
Oh, MySpace. Now, me. I mean, Queen Reese, MySpace. MySpace was a whole mess. Like, everybody was tough on MySpace.
I
had this one.
I caught up in that. When I got caught up. I really
Tell her.
Yeah, somebody did something to me in the street. You know, I spoke to this chick or whatever, and I felt, you know, she was real disrespectful. Like, I said what up to her, and she didn't say nothing. So I'm like, oh, word? All right. So I went in the house. I'm online, and I see her. We was friends on MySpace, and I had to leave her a nice little message. You know what I mean? Like, for real, so you can kick rocks. You don't ever have to speak to me again. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I felt kind of childish, but I had to get that off my chest, and I wanted the world to see that bitch could kick rocks. So that was, like, as far as the drama got with MySpace. Then I had to fall back because it was getting a little crazy. MySpace is ridiculous.
I still love my MySpace, even though this one girl, she a whole fucking nut. Like, I had my dude password or whatever because I was, like, working, doing stuff for him. I trusted him. Like, I wasn't worried about him. I never even was fathoming that he would be fucking around with, like, dumbass fat bitches with 80 kids and shit like that. Like, I wouldn't even, you know how you just don't peg a person, like, I trust him. You're not out there. You know what I mean? And this bitch writes a whole blog calling me a hacker and shit, like leaving messages like, oh, I guess he's just being honest. Like, you were being a whole skag fucking wanting somebody else
man.
Oh, my God. Like,
was she trying to play on words?
Yes. Oh, I guess he's just trying to be honest. Yeah, bitch, honest. Deep up in it. The softest place on earth. Don't play. I ain't even going to tell y'all what I did to get back. I'm not telling that on air because anything that I do to quiet, stay kept, y'all can't know. But definitely ain't nothing like a woman scorn. We're going to talk to switch it up a little bit. I want to talk about Queen Reese, you know what I mean? I would love to know some of your influences and your music because I love New York, and I don't know if you can relate to me, J. Raina Smith, but every time I go to New York, I feel like I'm in a fucking movie. Like, I'm just like, I'm ready to make a movie. I remember that spot from a movie and shit. Just like acting out scenes and shit. Fifth Avenue takes me back to my
home. Well, you know, I live my life like it's a movie anyway, but I know every time I'm in New York, I just feel love. Like, I just feel, you know what I mean, the appreciation for your talent because everybody up there just has such an artistic way about them. That they understand the grind and they just respect you initially. You know, sometimes you don't get that in Philly. Sometimes you do get it. Sometimes you get people trying to push you down before they even know what you're standing up for. So it's just a different vibe in New York. Like, New York just gives you such, like, a real...
That artist, yeah. Yeah, it's more inspiring. Philly, yeah. I don't know what... I'm going to be 100, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to say, even with my grind, like, it's been certain things that's going on. You know what I mean? I've had issues, but I try really hard not to get involved in that bullshit because I ain't right too tight. I've been in shots the whole block up. Like, don't even come at me.
You already know how I was a couple weeks ago, so you already know I ain't right too tight. I'm so over it.
She had me about to fuck up this car. I couldn't even find it. I'm like, where is this nigga car? I'm going to blow this bitch up right there. Yeah, y'all won't know that I did it. I said it. Oh, the artist. Back to my boo, Queen Reese, you know what I mean? Beautiful chocolate. And skin girl, chocolate drop. Hold up. Tell us about your music and some of your influences.
Well, my first influence, like, was, like, of course, you know, Whitney Houston. You know, that's back in the days when I really discovered that, you know, I could sing. As I got older, I was more into, like, Mary and SWV, you know. It was more of a, like, that, what was that group with Teddy Riley and Guy and, you know, different groups.
R&B,
like
soul, pop, or whatever.
Yeah, real, like. Michael Jackson, anybody that was, like, popping, like, that's who I love. And that went over into Aaliyah and Beyonce, you know, like, anybody who's great, I take from them. Jay-Z, Big
I like how she said Beyonce. That's a little New York accent,
yes.
Beyonce. Beyonce, that is my boo-boo. Like,
I love her. She's, like, the best, like, she's just amazing.
Who could you... I mean, I know you're an individual artist, but who could you say you sound like, or who can we expect? Because, like, I'm going to definitely play your music on tomorrow's show. What can we expect from listening to your music? What type of influence?
I mean, the first thing most people say when they hear me, they say I sound like Mary J. or Lauryn Hill. That's the first thing they say all the time, everybody. You know, so it's like, it's a mixture. And then being that I rap a little bit, too, it's like the lyrics, the way I sing, it's like kind of awkward. Like, you would think that I would be getting ready to rhyme, but then I start singing. So it's like, you know? Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I wish I could sing. If I could sing, it'd be a problem. Can you sing, Raina? You just
started laughing.
Wait a minute, because you have to do the musical. Hold up, you can do hairspray, like, oh, oh.
Because you know why I started laughing is because my initial response to that question is supposed to be yes, but I always kick myself in the ass because it has to end up being no. But I used to sing a lot when I was younger, but I couldn't get into it with the different things. With it was just too much for me. I was like, look, that's it. I want to be an actress. I ain't trying to be no singer, whatever. But I really wish that I would have learned the craft and perfected it, because when you don't use it, you pretty much lose it.
And, yeah.
And, you know, my little brother took the cake with that, so I'm good. Like, I'll play him.
Yo, you know what? That's true. And one day I'm going to show my old tapes, because when I was younger, I started out singing myself, you know what I mean? It was a shame. I remember me and my cousin getting ready for this talent show, and we were going to do this escape song. We couldn't even get it together because, you know how escape always have all those runs in it and stuff? So we both wanted to do all the runs and shit. You got to see the tape. Like, we both trying to do the runs and everything like that. But, yeah, I definitely can't sing no more. I can do a little bit. I can sound like the chick from Flowetry, the singer. Yeah, I could do that.
I came in second place. I sung Tender Kisses by Tracy Spencer, and I'm such a sore loser. So when I came in second place in the talent show, I was like, forget this. I'm not ever singing again. Like, so I just quit.
She is a fucking prima donna. Don't get it fucked up, y'all. That's my boo, J. Raina Smith. We will get prima donna in a minute. But, like, it's our way, and y'all shut the split. Okay. Say no. Definitely awesome. I'm part feminist, you know what I mean? I'm like 2.3.5% feminist, so I be like, nothing matters but P-U-S-S-Y sometimes, you know. It is what it is. But also, I want to know, like, for you, Miss Queen Reese, what are your next projects that you're working on? What can we look out for? And then also, you got to share your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace page so that we can check that out as well, too.
All right. Well, right now I'm working on my single just to, you know, shop my single around to see, you know, what labels are interested in everything. And I'm working on my mixtape. I got, like, 5 songs on my mixtape already. So my mixtape is looking real crazy. I'm Such a Fucking Lady, Volume 1. Yeah, that's going to be real crazy for Brooklyn, you know. I got my family with me, you know, one of my producers, Mr. World Changer Music, you know, that's my brother. He got the artist, New York Mix and Streets, and then, of course, you know, my management, Rue Doobie,
Mr. Make It Happen,
with my single Sky's the Limit, you know, that's one of the songs I did at the show in Philly. You know, Sky's the Limit is, like, that's a real, like, strong, like, positive song. Like, that song, like, really, like, helped me get through a hard time in my life. You know what I mean? So
I like
that's
that.
Pretty much, yeah, what all my music is about, like, me getting through some part of my life, like, taking it to the next level, you know? So definitely look out for those projects. And I'm on Facebook. You know, you can look me up on Facebook under Sharice Queen Reese Williamson. You know, and then I got my MySpace, which is Queen Reese the Great. Like, I don't even have none of that stuff memorized with all that with slash dot and all of that.
You better get that together because they're gonna be like, hold up, how we want? You know what? Yeah, definitely just find Rue Doobie on my Facebook friends. So you see him, he go hard all fucking day. People be thinking that it's only a couple people going hard. No, it's a lot of people going hard. It's people going harder than you. You got ideas. You got to put that work behind it. But, yeah, he's working hard for you.
Definitely. Like, he's the best manager anybody could ever have. You know what I mean? And that's my brother first. So he definitely looks out for me and makes sure, you know, I make good decisions and that I work with good producers and the best studios and everything.
And he brought you to me, to Philly Shine, so that's me. I know. But I gotta shout out my listeners, though, because y'all, I'm humbling the crap out of the girl. And I gotta be here, and I'm a show off, guys. Everybody know. Jay Rayner, you know I'm a show off. All I do is be like, yo, I know this. I got this. Come see it. Look, 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 listen, 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 look, look, look. You know what I mean? That's me. But Christine Lewis and her brother from another mother, Lenny Kravitz, has been listening to Philly Shine and loving all the artists, loving, I guess, me. I appreciate the shout out on Facebook, Lenny, like, oh, my gosh, like, died. Like, and then, Christine, you know Dave Matthews? Okay, what you say about him? That's my heart. I heart him forever. The Space Between is the best song ever in everything, okay? But I had to take some time to shout them out. And, Raina, you said you had a question from Queen Reese?
Yes, because you know I do the PR thing, so I just want to ask her one of my favorite PR questions when I'm interviewing someone as far as getting their bio and their press and media kit together is I always like to know what made you, you know, choose Queen Reese to go by.
Well,
ask me that question next. I like that question.
Thank God. I'll ask you that question when I did your bio, woman.
I know, but we go answer it live on the air. See, this is the big hit I'll be telling y'all about, okay? But go ahead, Queen Reese. I don't want to answer the question. I'm just talking shit.
You crazy. Well,
yeah.
I mean, basically, as I grew as a woman, you know, that's how I felt. I felt like I was a queen. You know, I went through many stages of calling myself many different things. You know, we all go through that.
Let's hear it. No, I want to hear it. What was your first name? Oops. Yeah,
right,
you see, you done opened up some shit. Whoop ass. Can of whoop ass.
When I first started rhyming, because, like, even, like, as a singer, I've been singing since I was, like, 5 years old. So I was just always, you know, my name, Sharice. But once I started, you know, thinking I was going to be a rapper and everything, then I started calling myself Chocolate Top.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard it was another chick named Chocolate Top, and then it was a guy named Chocolate Top. So I'm like, you know what? I need you to be me. You know what I mean? So the more I thought about me and how I am and how I carry myself, you know, it's like, all right, I'm a queen. That's what I am. And, like, most of the time when anyone addresses me, they address me like, hello, queen, for some reason. I don't know. So it's like, it's stuck, Queen Reese. And I always loved Queen Latifah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, shout out
I got another question for you, because you said that you went by Chocolate Top. I think that I met you at one of my brother performances up in Y. I can't remember where we was at, but I know it was supposed to be near Justin's Thorn. Like, oh my God. I don't know if you remember I can't call my little brother a little boy, but long hair, kind of Indian. Everybody was like all hype about him, saying that he looked like Lloyd and all that type of stuff. And it was,
I do remember that.
Oh, my God, because I remember y'all busted up with everything. Like, I remember you. Like, as soon as you said, I'm listening right now. As soon as you said that, I'm like, yo, I've met her before. I just can't remember where. I was up there with some chick named Natalie, and her brother was going by M-I-K-E. And I remember him and Voice, my little brother, they did a song together, Fly on the Wall.
Where is Natalie? Because that is my effing boo, and I haven't even seen her since Powerhouse last year. Was it last year or the year before?
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't even associate with Natalie like that, so I have no clue because, you know, some things happen. But I have not spoke to her since probably, like, I can't even tell you. It's been a year and a half.
Well, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you asked that question because it's like a segue to what I wanted to say because I've been called queen, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I feel like I don't really want to take on a title that much right now because I want to do much more because to me, I feel like a queen is somebody who serves her people. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to vibe with you because like a queen is, you know what I mean, for her country, for whoever surrounding her, make everything good. So I want to know what are you doing, Queen Reese, as your reign as queen to serve your people?
My plan is to bring together, to start, because, you know, I need to start. You always have to start somewhere. I want to start with my foundation and my family and try to show everybody that, you know, you don't have to necessarily be what society says you have to be. You know, like, I've always been, like, the underdog. So in order for me to, like, to be strong, my family had to be strong. You know what I mean? So now it's, like, it's my chance for me to show everybody the strength that I have and show them that, you know, we could be better than we are. You know what I mean? We could do anything that we want to do. That's what, like, me and my people, that's what our whole movement is about. Like, that's what World Changing Music is about. Like, that's what, like, everything that we do is about that and just believing that God put us here for a reason. You know, everybody has a purpose, and you just got to fulfill your purpose and make life better for you and your family and your people, you know?
I know that's the fuck right. I like that answer. Damn,
that's
good answer. Yeah, good, because I'm like, all right, queen, don't think I ain't going to give you a tough question. We had a whole lot of fun here on Philly Charm. Having some computer difficulties, that's why we can't really take any callers, but thank you for anybody who's listening in on us. Thursday, my man, Lee Man, Man Night, Dustin will be back for the set. We are still talking about Facebook, you know what I mean? We didn't really get into Facebook sex last night, you know what I mean? I was so freaking irritated. I wasn't in a public speaking mood, but we'll probably bring that back tomorrow night, you know what I mean? Because I, in my inbox, I swear, I get, let me eat your pussy. Let me take you out. Let me,
oh my God.
Let me just date. Let's just do it. Do it. Do it. I'll pick
Don't
you up right there.
The same message 5 times. How you doing? How you doing? Wait, though, honest, do you remember me telling you this dude, he was a huge dude. Like, I swear he looked like he was, like, 500 pounds. Had the audacity to write on Facebook, talk about, that you ain't cute, you think you cute, but fuck you, because I gave you my number 6 months ago and you ain't call me. You ain't all that. And I'm like, dude, who are you? Like, I didn't even know you gave me your number, but I wouldn't have called you anyway. Like, who just sends a message with their phone number? Like, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I still got to call him right now. Like, I was like, bye, boy, like, what are you talking about? And then when I deleted him, he started harassing me, like, oh, my God. I got some Facebook stories, man. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it. And then Saturday, I want to know, has anybody ever been inboxed a dick pic or kitty pic or pussy pic, whatever? Like,
oh,
I remember this one guy, he like, I'm going to show you a picture, I'm going to post it on your wall. I was like, no problem, post it. He sends a dick picture of his penis. And no freaking am not. I'm like, I went right on his wall and started cussing him out. He deleted me ASAP. I was like, don't you dare put that type of stuff in my mobile. Listen, everybody, he is a dirty, dirty guy. Dick pic. yeah, like, come on now. But before we go, we gotta know who's being benched. Like, I remember... I think, Raina, you still got the same nigga on the bench, don't you?
Ooh, and Bill, him and his whole squad except for one person. Matter of fact, I told you last time, I said I didn't even bench him. I took him off the game. I traded him to the cheerleaders, and he's the head coach now. Like, he's the cheerleading coach.
There's
a bunch of bitches, and so therefore they're a bunch of cheerleaders.
With the C-Quest skirts and the little pasties. Yeah, that's right. They definitely wear the little pasties.
You laughing, but I'm dead serious. Like, this boy is, like, I should just give him all my panties. Like, I should just give him my pumps and my panties so he could be happy. I'm telling you, like, I never thought that I would ever go through this drama that I'm going through right now because of a nigga. Like, I feel like I'm in high school, and it's that arch rival, this girl, the head of that clique, I'm the head of this clique, and we just going back and forth over some dude. It's a dude that got beef with me over another dude. I don't get it. So he could forever say his mom.
It's obvious to overdue because they have no other connection, but
that's deep.
And I say this is the reason because they really want to give him play. And I'm tired of this. I had a PSA yesterday. Definitely shout out to DJ Circuit Breaker and Commission TV. They came down to see me in my office on the 5th floor, 4 fingers up, off of 4th and South. Definitely was a great look. Him and Tiana. She was there with us. They gave me a good interview. And I had a PSA for the strippers, you know what I mean? Because, like, I know it's hard work. I can't do it, ladies. I just will punch a person. Like, I can't have you trying to cut my ass, trying to touch me, trying to look at my goods. No. But I was just saying for the ladies, and I'm going to say it here for Philly Shine because it is on Commission TV. Shout out to all Flamers and TriStateMusic.com. I said, listen, ladies, if a guy is smacking your ass with $1, $10, $5, $20, $100, $50, whatever it is, take that shit from him and let him get another bill, okay? You take that bill. Don't let him continually smack you with the same bill. The one smack, I snatch, okay, ladies? That's the move. He smack, you snatch, okay? All right. Now we continue. But seriously, though, you know what I'm saying? Well, what about you, Neen? I mean, I keep calling you Neen. Shout out to Queen Neen from Philly. I love her. But Queen Reese, and y'all actually favor each other a little bit, with our body shapes and stuff. But Queen Reese, is it somebody who you want to bench, somebody who was in the game with you that you need to bench? And you don't have to say their name. Like, put them on a bench, or if it's a stream, they could try for the cheerleading squad and just root for us.
That's crazy. Not for nothing. Like, the person that I might have wanted to bench, we kind of made up. So I'm going to leave that alone.
That's some real shit. Now, what people don't understand, like, if you are secure with yourself, you know what I mean, as a human being, we all make mistakes. If you man enough to apologize and act right, you know what I'm saying, things could be made. Just like Raina's little stalker friend, if he just pull his balls out of his mouth and just talk about his feelings, like, and put his balls back.
He needs to let his clit be free. Like, he ain't got no balls. He's such a female. He just needs to let his coochie hang out.
No, he ate it. He ate his balls. He ate his balls.
I hate his guts. Like, I swear. Like, I never wanted to fight a dude so bad. Like, I swear if I could just smack the shit out of him, I would do that shit. Like, I'm ringing the Hong Kong bell or something. Like, he just getting my nerves, man.
That's a shame. But, hey.
But we're going to call what Queen just said. She's going to leave that alone. We're going to call that was a timeout. So he wasn't completely
dead. He was
just
put on
timeout. Okay.
Yeah. Timeout for a minute. That's what's up. But you can get out of all those situations. It's no need to be a nut. Like, who wants to be a nut all day? Like, I've done things to people. I ain't no saint. I ain't even need no saint anymore. I ain't saying it. I ain't even saying that. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you, right, I ain't the person to strike first, though. Don't do nothing to me, because let me get you back. I like how Madea said, I'm going to get you first or before you can get what she say. She was like, I ain't going to be the one getting got. I'm going to get to get it first. I'll let you get me because I think it's the Leo, the giving Leo in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fool me. You can fool me once. But after that, it's your ass. Like, you fool me once.
And that's the thing, though, because you be like, if they just need to watch the Major Channel just to learn, like, our personalities, because the lion be chilling. Won't fuck with nobody until somebody fucks with us. When you fuck with us, it's like a rat. Like, it's like shoot to kill. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going real, like the bull just don't know. Like, I could just ruin his whole life. It takes one phone call to ruin your heart. Like, I don't want to hurt you. I want to beat you up. I don't want to damage you. I don't want to hurt or crush your little reputation. I will ruin your whole life. It will be a rat for you. And I'm just, like, holding back because the greater good in me is, like, just too.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I can relate. I work on that shit every day.
I'm not talking on no murderous type. I'm not talking about setting. It's just the thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why people fuck with you when you know it's about them, that if you flip the script. And plus, I'm PR. I am trained to blackball people. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's like a boot camp for that shit. Like, my mind is so out there that I can really damage his whole entire life.
I heard the funniest story today, but I'm going to tell you all later on or whatever. We'll get back to the show. But, yeah, I feel you. Like, I don't understand why people want to be mean, but, hey, if it happens to you back, what can we do? You know what I mean? Should have took it out of your mouth. We can't really do nothing about it. But before we let you go, Miss Beautiful Queen Reese, a.k.a. used to be Chocolate Tie. I like Chocolate Tie. But we don't talk about that on the air. We don't talk about drugs on the air. Mm-hmm. We know what Chocolate Tie really is. But no, I want to know if we could get, like, a little sample before we let you go, because I know we can't play any music. You could give us a little acapella. Maybe you could spit or sing, like, whatever you feel comfortable with showing off at Philly Shop.
I'm going to give you a little hook real quick.
Uh-oh, watch for the hook.
So many haters hate on my crew, 'cause they know we gon' get greater. Just wait till later when we come through. We've been known for stacking paper. So many haters hate on my crew, 'cause they know we gon' get greater. Just wait till later when we come through. We've been known for stacking paper.
Well, oh, I like that.
I like that.
Haters. Freedom.
So many haters. So many, so many.
Fuck these haters. I always said, haters, I will not address. I talk over your head or treat you like a pest.
Definitely.
Boo. But definitely, oh, my goodness. Like I said, like you're going to be welcome on Philly Shine. I'm going to keep your music in rotation. I'm going to keep pushing you to everybody. Please make sure you tell people about me, because I'm trying to really, 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 really advance with this. Not only Philly Shine, but my showcase, Diamond Spotlight, myself as an artist, everybody who I'm affiliated with. We're just really trying to entertain. My new slogan right now is Less Entertain. Like, that's just how I feel. You got to do more than one, you know what I'm saying, especially independent like us. And then I feel like now, even growing up, and I don't know if both of you ladies can relate to me, but like growing up, this entertainment, it always just seemed so unattainable. Like it was just all closed doors, hush, hush. But now I feel like what? The sky's the limit for real, because independently you could do so much. And I just want to grow, and all we do is just by treating people great. Let's all network. I will get behind anybody who want to make some money, anybody who wants to do some promotion, you want to do some nonprofit. The kids, I love the kids. Like, we can do that, too, all day, like, all day long. And definitely shout out to Woo Doogie. He's always my VIP, you know what I mean? Much love to you, and shout out to everything that you're doing, sis. Thank you, Raina, for helping the girl out, hold me down, my Women's Day.
Oh, it is time.
Definitely.
Do you have any final shout outs you want to give, Queen Reese?
Well, you know, I just want to give a shout out to the whole Philly. You know, thank you for showing me so much love. I appreciate it. And I will definitely be back, you already know. Give a shout-out to all my people in New York and Brooklyn, all my family. You know, World Changing Music, Woo Doobie, you know, the Bakery Boys. You know, it's a whole lot of people that I'm forgetting right now, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember shit.
We're in the building, though. We're in the building, and we're trying to make this happen, you know. That's what it is.
That's what's up. Yeah, definitely in the building. You're welcome back anytime. Check me out on the 5th floor. We got the crazy studio time, $40 an hour, lush, beautiful white walls. You got the view. Come in my office.
Yeah, that's
sounds
classy. I like that.
It is, but I'm going to make it real raunchy once I get some money to put the crawl door in. So I'm going to make a nice crawl door so that the men can just crawl in. Like, no, you're not walking in my office. You crawl in, and that's where you stay. So, you know.
Okay, I heard that.
A little swing door and shit, they call it. I'm not going to call it a doggy door. We're going to call it the crawling door. Need you on your knees, nigga. Need them knees. Yeah, I'm strong.
Well, I
be tripping. I know. But everybody, also, I'm excited about coming up being on the Mary Show. Please Google it.
Oh yeah,
check it out on YouTube. Check my motherfucking girls.
They can just go straight to the website.
Check that website out for us again, love.
It is www.themaryshow, and it's Mary as in Merry Christmas, because a couple people were trying to do it the regular way, .weebly.com. So themaryshow.weebly.com. And we got first four episodes up there. Honest episode comes in, episode 11, Love Jones for Your Bones. Everybody got to check that out.
I got a love, Jones. That's the only note that I could do. I know.
It's a talk show parody that I wrote that she was in.
Yeah, talk show parody where I was dressed to kill and I had weapons. That's all y'all need to know. Oh, my God. I got a wham. Hold up. Speaking of this, I ain't shit, okay? First of all, how about this little dumb bitch? Like, we was cool forever and shit, right? Somebody's going to strike me with lightning the last night, this girl. But she's so dumb, right? Like, you try to give your girlfriend advice. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes, like, just smut, I can't be your friend. Like, I really just can't. Like, if you going around and let niggas just fuck you and they not help you out with your bills, they not caring enough to help you eat or whatever, like, it'd be real dire situation like this. He don't care about you enough to stop fucking a girl to live in the street from you. You know what I mean? Like, I can't deal with it. And I had this one homegirl, like, I just, like, we would still be around each other, but after a while, it's like, we couldn't even really have conversations. You know what I mean? Because everything is, you're sad because you're burning and he's doing everything that he's doing or whatever. So you try to tell a girl, like, leave him alone or whatever. So we're not friends no more because she tried to play me in front of my dude and shit or whatever. How about just this past weekend, I guess she bought a taser or something, a taser gun. I don't even think these $20 tasers work because it didn't work for her ass. She go up and tase the bitch, and the bitch whoop her out of her shirt. Like, the girl was calling her from this dude's phone and everything. Like, you're playing. I could never fight over no man. I would not walk over to no girl and just tase her. Real sad, right? She tased the girl, got whooped out of her ass, got beat out your shirt. How did it happen? You had to see it happening. And then the only reason why I'm saying she seen it happen is because, like, she was even. Like, I guess he burnt her or whatever. Like, she had to go to doctors and everything. Like, why are you putting yourself through that? Like, oh, gosh. Like, so sad. But she's benched, too. She on a bench, too. She on a bench. She got beat out of her shirt and everything. Got the taser. Taser in her hands. I don't know. It's real bad, right? But she's benched. That's my Women's Day for today. You know what I mean? We had to get to know Queen Reese. And I really like it. I love when we get to have a chance to interview. Y'all got to check out my old shows. We had Warren G on the line. We had my boy Street Lotto on the line, and we definitely got to know him real good. As a matter of fact, I'm going to index all my shows coming up soon because I'm also coming up on my two-year anniversary with Philly Shine, and I really, really, really want to plan and do something amazing for it. I'm not going to forget it because I'm so proud of the show. I'm so proud of all the viewers. I'm so proud of everybody who's on the show, even people who are no longer even with the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm a type of person, I wish everybody success. Like, if I've ever been around you, even you, girl, who just got beat up out of your shirt, I still think that you're a great artist. Focus on your music, girl, not dick. Don't worry about the dick. Dick is natural. I don't even know why bitches worry about dick anyway. Dick has got to be the most naturalist thing in the world to a woman. You got a pussy, dick go in the pussy.
Exactly. Dick gonna be there, but it ain't going nowhere.
Dick ain't going nowhere. So, yeah, I do. Even if you don't ever want to share none of the money with me, I don't even care. Go get your money because there's plenty of stuff out there. I just wish all of us to work hard and go get it, you know what I mean, in my bag. And Sunday, the concert, I'm calling this concert because we got two bands. It's like five groups. They're all rappers, Face Down, Put in Work, SS Gang, UMG, and Swagged Out Boys in the building, all crazy. Music from B West, MC Shy, Big Face Dunny, Airplane Ace, Buddha Bless, 40 Fever, B Dot, Holla. You know what I mean? It's going so damn. Wait, where's my list? Because I don't remember shit. Hold up. Because I do want to shout out everybody. I definitely got a list with people's names on it or whatever. My memory about worth two pennies rubbing together and shit. Like, I don't know what the hell that'll get you, but that's how my memory is. Here we go. Yeah, Pop, a.k.a. Psychotic, Cash Back. I hope the Maid of the Duchess comes through. I ain't talked to you yet, girl. Come through. Young CEO Bo, Jay Farns and Avant Grand, my little young boys doing their thing. King Dot, shout out to She. Oh, yeah, the Seven Boys, Southwest of the building. Young Chris representing Delaware. So it is going to be real special. Oh, yeah, also AD and Charmaine. I didn't write their name down, but I remember y'all. All right. So list is full. List is set. We're going to organize everything. Come through, sign in 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Comedy from my boy, my host, Big O.C. Diesel. Happy birthday to Seema. We're going to have some comedy from Kyrie the Barber, Mel Harris. I don't know who else is going to come through, but you know we got to put that comedy in, too, to give us some laughs and giggles. You know what I mean? We got to tickle it up a little bit. But thank you again, Queen Reese. You're welcome back anytime. Call my phone for whatever you want. Organize some projects. Shout out to everybody in New York City. I love your city. Brooklyn, love it.
Definitely, much love.
All right. And thank you, my girl, Jay Raina. We about to have some girl talk, you know. Really, Sean, we can't talk to y'all no more. We got to have that confidential shit, Mission Impossible shit about to be planned, okay? But good night to everybody listening, and thank you again. And Lenny Kravitz, Miss Christine Lewis, shit, y'all motherfuckers. Made my damn day today, and the other day, too. Like, gosh, I love it. Keep it coming. Peace out to you guys. Have a great night.